Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Talk Republic. I'm Carolina Guzik, your host, and I am super excited to be talking to all of you today. We're just coming off the week of Thanksgiving, which is always a nice week. There is a lot of, you know, gatherings and a lot of good food and a little bit of relaxing. So that was really, really nice. And now we're getting into the holiday season, which is always a lot, but also fun, right? So today I want to talk about gratitude, and especially five ways that you can use in your business to show gratitude in the wedding industry and also grow your business. As photographers, we're constantly asking for, how do we get on a list? How do we get more clients? Could you refer me clients? And things like that. But what if we flip the script, and instead of asking how could we get, we start giving, right? When we give, a lot of doors open. And this is not any woo-woo mentality. This is just the reality, right? A lot of people like to, you know, feel seen before they start recommending you. So today I want to share with you five tips that have helped me really grow my business. So let's start with the lowest hanging fruit, which is engaging in social media. What do I mean by engaging in social media? Well, be generous with your likes. Set aside 10 minutes, you know, a day or maybe a week, where you just go through all the vendors that you love and all the vendors that you're going to start working with, and you give them likes and you leave them nice comments on their post. Maybe you start engaging with them on the DMs. Do not ask them for referrals, just like engage like a normal person. And you will see that people notice that. People notice when somebody comments, people notice when somebody gives likes. So this is the easiest thing that you can do. The next thing that you can do is leave Google reviews. The same way that you like people to review your business, start reviewing those businesses of vendors that you have had an opportunity to work with. As photographers, we work with at least 10 vendors each weddings. Sometimes we're very lucky and work with the same people over and over again, but many times we have new people. And why not leave them a nice review? Leave a review to the florist, to the people that rent the furniture, to the venue. This is definitely going to get you noticed, right? And also, you're doing a good deed, because if you really like somebody, why not showering them with, you know, kind words? Friend, this is a short podcast intermission to remind you that every month I am uploading actionable short tutorials about SEO, blogging, content creation, website reviews, and much more on my Patreon. Each tutorial has a very specific goal to help you level up an aspect of your business. You can access these tutorials at any time and as many times as you need to. In addition, each month I am also hosting a live call where you can ask any questions regarding your business or marketing strategies. This is like having a tiny coaching call with me. You can currently access over 50 tutorials for only $10 a month. Join today. I have a direct link on the notes of this episode for you to check it out. Now, back to the episode. On that note, we always ask about like, how could we get on a vendor list? How could we get on that planners list? Well, what about you create your own list? Photographers, we are one of the first vendors to get hired. Most of the times it's like venue, wedding planner, photographer. So we can refer a lot of people. Make a list of your favorite vendors and refer them to your clients. In my list, for example, I have my favorite florist, my favorite videographers, makeup artists, officiants. I have also wedding planners. I have cake, desserts, decoration. All the people that I love working with is on my list. So when I get a new client, I just share that list with them. Obviously, it's not an obligation for them to use any of the people on my list, but it always helps. So this is not only good for those vendors that you're referring, but this is also going to help you get even more established in the eyes of your clients as an expert on your field. Another thing that has been really good for my business is joining forces with two or three other photographers that have the same aesthetics as you and you are on somehow similar price range. So you can swap referrals. So if you get an inquiry and you're booked that day, instead of replying with like, hey, sorry, I'm booked, wishing you the best, you can be like, I am booked. However, my colleague Susie, she's a fantastic photographer. She's available on that date. Here is her website. I have done this for years and it works really, really well because I refer clients and I get referred also. So it's a win-win for everybody. It's a win-win for you, for the other photographer, for the clients because they feel like taken care of even before they have booked you. So this is a really, really a good activity to do or a good strategy to do to get more bookings in your calendar. Now, the last one is write blog posts showcasing other fellow vendors. Now, this could be a little bit tedious, especially because it involves writing, but go listen to the last episode about ChatGPT. It's going to really help you, but blogging is back. Now, at the beginning of my business, when I wanted to jump into like a more premium market, I didn't have those weddings. And the first thing that I did was create articles about planners, florists that I wanted to work, cake designers that I wanted to work, and that really opened doors for me. I didn't get referrals right away, but those were like the little stepping stones to create connection with those vendors, to show that I was really motivated, to show that I was really interested, and also to show or to give those vendors a platform to shine themselves, right? I took advantage of something that I do really well, which is like marketing and promoting others, and I'm like, hey, I can help you shine. Believe me, even though I wrote those articles years ago, they still rank on my website and they still give traffic to those vendors. So those are things that you can do that is really, really going to help you open doors while also showing gratitude. Well, this was a very short episode, straight and to the point, so thank you so much for being here. And if you have any other ways to showcase gratitude in the wedding industry, slide into my DMs. I love to hear what do you do. Alrighty, it was a pleasure chatting with you today. I hope we can see each other soon or listen to another episode coming up, hopefully next week. Until then, ciao!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoyed today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for The Tog Republic Group on Facebook. Until next week.